Okay, before we start today's Omer, I'm going to go back to yesterday. Gemara says that Avraham Avinu was told on Sukkot that he was going to have a son the next Moed, which is Pesach. And so Rimeinu got pregnant right away and gave birth less than 7 months later. So if you look at Tosfos says that this whole sugya holds that Avraham Avinu had his bris milah in Tishrei, specifically on Yom Kippur, and that's when the malachim came to him, 3 days after that. That means 2 days before Sukkot. So when it says over here that that they came and the next yontif, it doesn't mean the next yontif mamish, because the next yontif was 2 days away. It meant the next yontif after the immediate yontif that we're talking about. And according to this, you don't have to have the teres that it was a leap year, because if you figure out that Sara Imenu could have become tahar at the end of the fifth day of Sukkot. Right, you're talking 2 days before Sukkot. 5 days into Sukkot is 7 days to be a Nida. She could have become Tahar and gotten pregnant on the fifth day of Sukkot and given birth on the end of Pesach. That would have been enough days. However, the Seder Olam, it says that Yitzchak was born on the 15th day of Nisan. So in order for that to work out, it would have to still been a leap year. But Tosa says there's another Mesorah, that Avraham Avinu and the Malachim didn't come Sukkot time. They came Pesach time. That's what they're eating, matzahs or whatever. And in the Seder Olam, it says that Avraham Avinu was what's it called, the Malachim came Pesach time, and therefore Avraham Avinu had his bris milah Pesach time. And when it said, La Moed Ashuv Elecha, right, it doesn't mean the first Moed after this, but it means next year the same Moed that's now. A year from now, the same Moed, which is Pesach. And there's another Medrash that says that the Rabbanu Shalom or the Malachim made a line on the wall that when the sun will get to this exact same position next year, that's when Sarah will give birth. So that must have been what's it called, Tezvav Nisan, when a year before Yitzchak was born. And according to that, all the bris milah and everything happened, the malachim came during Nisan. Then there's a haggah here that says that really the malachim came twice. Avram's bris milah and the malachim, and that the fact our Gemara says that the next yontif, that happened Takasukas time. But the malachim came 6 months earlier, and the Rabbanu Shalom then told Avram that a year from now, on this yontif, you'll have a baby. So it really came twice. The bris milah and everything was this Sukkot before Pesach. But there was another time that the Rabbanu Shalom told him earlier that he was going to have a child the next year of this time. Okay, let's go on. One more thing. I made a mistake. What's it called? The Gabe Trumas and Maestris Chanota is, the Rambam says, one-third of the growth of the pri. That's, however, only Lagabi Trumas and Maestras. When it comes to Orla, and it comes to Tshvius, Chanota is like Rashi says, that's how we hold, the beginning of the formation of the pri after the flower falls off. Ruvain was Ma'orimi to this. I looked it up again, and Taka, he's right. The Chanota has two meanings. Many Rishonim learn Chanota means the beginning of the pri after the blossoms fall off. Rambam learns the Chanot is onus hamaisris. They're synonymous. That one-third growth of the pre by most peiros. We hold like the Rambam when it comes to Trumas and Maestras. But even the Rambam holds the Chanot by Orla and by Shvius is when the flower falls off and you have the first, formation of the pre. So therefore, the Shnos Orla, anything that the flower fell off before what's it called Tu B'Shvat is still from the last year. Anything where the flower fell off only after Tu B'Shvat, that's from the coming year. And the same thing goes with Shvius. When the Peiros were chomate, before Rosh Hashanah of Shvius or after Rosh Hashanah of Shvius depends on the first appearance of the little fruit when the flower falls off.
So okay. The flower has to fall off?
Even right. If the flower didn't fall...
A nice little fruit growing?
That usually doesn't happen.
I sent her a picture this week of exactly that on my tree. There was cute little fruits with the flower still right there.
So then it's not lechora that it says that the chanot is when the flower falls off. Okay. That's okay. Right. Okay. Okay. But Rosh Hashanah botla avodim elasein run yudalef on the days. Ksiv hocha vautseisi eschem itachas sivlos mitzrayim uksiv hosam hasirosi misevel shichma. We learn sevel and sevel. When is that? In that same Kapitel Tillim that talks about Rosh Hashanah. V'nisa nigal, look at the Isa. Right? It's in the Torah that they were nigal and nisa. V'tishrei asidon nigoil, as your shofar shofar. How do we know that the geula asidah is going to be in Tishrei? We learn it shofar shofar. K'siv hocha tiku b'chode shofar. U'k'siv hosam b'yomahu yitaka b'shofar gadol. Rabbi Yeshua omer b'nisa nigal u'b'nisa asidon nigoil. Minalan omer kra leil shimurim. Leil ha-mishum ruba misheshes imei bereshes. This was a guarded night for Geula. It was guarded from sheshes imei bereshes that this night would be the Geula. And they say the first 6 hours of the night was Geulas Mitzrayim, and the last 6 hours of the night were saved for the Geula Asida. The Idach, what is the other one who says that the Geula will be in Tishrei? What does he do with Leil Shimurim? Leil ha-mishum ruba min ha-mazikin. It's a protected night from Mazikin. And we do quite a few things Pesach night to show that. One is we open the door to show that we're not afraid of Mazikim. And that's Chus Mashiach should come. Others say we open the door that we're not afraid of Zugos. When we pour the Kos Revi, so normally you don't do things in pairs because of Mazikim. But here when we pour the fourth cup, we open the door to show we're not afraid of Mazikim. That's the Beis Halevi says. Others say that we open the door, so we should be ready that night when Mashiach comes. You don't have to unlock the door; it's open already. We don't lock the doors. It says all night. Now ready to quote the Ganov, and you can lie. Don't have to lock your doors Pesach night. The try to do that in New York, but in any case, the other things we don't do. We don't say Brocha Achas Me'en Sheva Pesach night if it falls on Friday night because we're not afraid of Mazikin. We don't say Kriya Shema Lamita except for the Ikur Bracha and the first Parsha because we're not afraid of Mazikin. They even say that things that are totally in Mazikin or Ruach Ra, you have food under a bed, you're not allowed to eat it, but Pesach night doesn't apply. Anything has to do with Mazikin doesn't apply Leil Pesach. V'ozdu l'tamayu. Both of them go according to their reasoning. Titanya, now the reasoning of why B'tishrei nivra ha'olam or b'nisa nivra ha'olam. D'tanya, b'shna sheish me'oshon l'chai noach, b'chodesh ha'sheni, b'shivos or yom l'chodesh. Okay, it says in the 600th year of Noach's life, in the second month, on the 17th day of the month. Rabbi Yeshua omer oso hayom yudzayin b'ir hayom. Rabbi Yeshua explains that to mean that the second month was ir. Because the world was created in Nisan, and the years of the world go according to Nisan. So the second month was the 17th day of Iyar. Yom Shemazel Kima Shokeya B'Yom Umayonos Mismatim. It's a day when the Mazel of Kima descends in the daytime. Rashi will explain what that means. And the Mayonos, the springs, are at their low ebb. Umitosh Shinu Masehem. Since they acted in a distorted, a perverted way. They perverted their ma'isim. Shina kodesh baruch alei ma'isim bereishis. And the Rabban Shem perverted nature. V'hela mazel kima b'yom. And he made kima ascend in the daytime instead of descend. V'not lo shnei kochavim mikima v'hevi ma'abu la'olam. And he took two stars out of kima and they opened the arubos hashamayim, the windows of heaven, and that's where the marble came from. See Rashi. Hashiroshi misevel shichmo biyosik, see Boser Edus biyosik. It's in that capital which speaks about the Kesli Yom Chagenu Tishrei, and there it says that the sevel of Mitzrayim was taken away, which is the work. So the work stopped in Tishrei. Hameshumru bo le geula. It's guarded for geula. Va'ozdu l'tamayu, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lezer, b'tishrei nivra ha'olam, d'mitishrei maschilim minyan shnei hadoros. According to Rabbi Lezer, who says that the world was created in Tishrei, so the year of every year, when it comes to year after year in things that happen in the world, starts from Tishrei. Lefichach mabel al korchuk mar cheshvin yoreh. According to him, the mabel started in the second month, on the 17th day of the month, means mar cheshvin. The yud beis chodesh haya, the mabel lasted 12 months. Uvechodesh hasheni b'shiva v'esrim sheyov sh'aretz mar cheshvin haya. The second month, when the earth dried up, was also in cheshvin, which is the next year. V'tishrei shelefon of chorbo amayim. The previous tishrei, that's when the waters dried up. Me'al ha'aretz. Shenasis ha'aretz can mean greed. Below yov shelegamri, but it wasn't completely dry. Ubo haschola shna shesh milsi achas shana. That was the beginning of the 601st year of Noach's life. K'dersiv ayiba achas v'shesh mil shana barishon be'echon l'chodesh v'hu tishrei. Below kori le'achas v'shesh mil ad hashta shma minoa ein minyan hadoros minisa. Right? And since it didn't call Noach's year 601 till now, till Tishrei, that's when it mentioned it was the 601st year, even though other things are mentioned after Nisan of that previous year. If Nisan would have been the change of years, it should have already said the 601st year of Noach's life after Nisan. But it didn't. It didn't say it till Tishrei. Shimi Nisan maschilim nosan hayo lo lichto v'atonach ha-teva ba'achas v'sheish mi oshona v'chodesh ha-shvi al ha-re-yarat. Right, should have said that the Teva went down on the seventh month, right, in the 601st year. We didn't say that. Shikvar Nischad Sheshana Misa. Because if in Nisan the world was created, then the calendar years go after Nisan, then Noah's years also go after Nisan. Shari Oso Chodesh Shvi Sivan Haya. That seventh month was Sivan. Hu Shvi Lachsokas Kishav. It was the seventh month when the rain stopped. Kemoshe Shanir B'Seder Olam, as it says in Seder Olam. That's how Rebbe Lezer would learn this, the Seder of the Mabel. Kshata Mona Mishivasar B'Mar Cheshvan, Me'a V'Tishim Yom. You can figure it out like this. If the Mabel started on the 17th day of Mar Cheshvan, which is the second month if the world was created in Tishrei, and it lasted 40 days, and then another 150 days till the waters receded. It's total 190 days. So arboim mimei akshomim, umei avachamishim shigavru al haaretz, nimtzu kol ebechad besivan. So that means that the mabul finished, meaning that the water started to recede on the first day of Sivan. That was 190 days later. Va'oso hayom ischilu lachzor, shenemar v'yachzor amayim miktzei chamishim asyom. That's when they started to recede. V'hayu holach v'chosor ad chodesh v'asiri. And they were receding till the 10th month. V'hu av. Why is that the 10th month? Bechora Av is the 11th month. Hu asiri li'aridus hagshomim. It's the 10th month from when the Mabul started, meaning from Cheshvan. But it's not the 10th month of the year. Uve'echad ba'av niru Rosh Ahorim. That on the first day of Av, that's when you could see the tops of the mountains. B'shnei chadoshim chosru tesmavamas. So in 2 months, from Echad B'siva to Echad ba'av, the waters receded 15 amas, because it says the water were 15 amas higher than the mountains. So if you could see the mountains now, that means the water went down 15 amas in 2 months. Show you a hori mechusim mayim shenemer chamesha sreyama lamadato shechosra amma liarboa yomim. Rashi says, comes out, that it went down 1 amma per 4 days. In 60 days, 2 months, it went down 15 amas. Many of the Rishonim ask on this Rashi, Nachronim, that doesn't work like that. It doesn't go, what's it called, proportionately. It goes faster as the water gets lower. The evaporation is faster. It doesn't go, keseda. In any case, Rashi says that it went down, 1 amma every 4 days. And we know that teva was sunk into the water 11 ammas. That means there was only 4 ammas between the teva and the tops of the mountains. So the space between the bottom of the teva, which was sunk 11 amas into the water, and the tops of the mountain were 15 amas under the surface of the water, was 4 amas. L'fichach nocha b'yud zayin sivan. Therefore, in order to go down 4 amas, it took, what's it called, 16 days. Right? 4 days per amma. So when did the teva come down on the top of Mount Ararat? On the 16th day of Sivan. for Rabbi Yeshua. So that's according to Rabbi Elazar. That's the chronology of the Mabul according to Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yeshua, the Omer Benisa Nivra Olam, Umimenu Minyan Shnei Adoros, Yorda Mabul Be'ir. The Mabul started not in Cheshvan, but in Ir, the 17th day of Ir. Uvishvi Nochabo Ateva, who Kislev. And the seventh month from that was Kislev. And then the Torah didn't say a new year came because it wasn't a new year yet till the next Nisan. The Eish posted in Va'azlu Tamayu with the Amar Rabbi Elazar B'chodesh Sheni Mar Cheshvan Islei B'tishrei Nivra Olam V'havi Mar Cheshvan Sheni L'chodesh Yitzchila Boshnas Sheish Meos Dilav Hachi Lamei Kari L'Sheni. Some say that Adarabba, this is where Rabbi Elazar learns that Tishrei Nivra Olam, because it calls Mar Cheshvan the second month, right? Im L'Seder Chadoshim Ho'amrinam Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'Chadoshim. Going according to the order of months after Matan Torah, then Nisan is the first month. V'lav Nilsei, that's not true. You can't prove from here what Rabbi Elazar holds or Rabbi Yeshua holds. You could learn all these months differently. You could, like we said, you could learn the Mabul started in Cheshvan or the Mabul started in Iyar, and it works out either way. So you can't bring a proof from here one way or the other. Once you know that Betishrei Nivra Olam, you have to learn the Psukim like Rabbi Elazar does. If once you say that the world is created in Nisan, you learn the Psukim like Rabbi Yeshua, but they can be learned either way. The imi the kari le sheni shamina the Betishrei Nivra Olam imkein my parak le kamei bishlomo Rabbi Yeshua hainu dechsev sheni el Rabbi Elazar my sheni hamehachi yalev sheni lebrias olam, right? Which is not true. So the lemaisa, the what's it called, the you could learn sheni either way. We're not learning from here Tishrei or Nisan, but based on what Rabbi Elazar and Yeshua say, this is the way we learn the chronology of the Mabul. Hachi garsinu b'seder olam, Rabbi Yeshua bereisha v'hadar Rabbi Elazar. Seder olam, first it explains Rabbi Yeshua how he learns the chronology of the Mabul, and then Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yeshua omer oso hayom yudzayin be'ir hayom. Rabbi Yeshua says that that day that the Mabul started was the 17th of the year. Hayom shemazel kima shokeya b'yom. And that was a day when kima was descending during the daytime. Rabbi Elazar omer oso hayom yudzayin mar cheshvan hayom. That Rabbi Elazar says that that day was the 17th of Cheshvan. Yom shemazel kima ola b'yom. That's a day when kima is ascending in the daytime. Galgul chama ogul. Now Rashi explains what means kima ascends or descends in Cheshvan or in Iyar. The Galgul Chama is circular. In other words, we make it as if the sun is going around the earth. Chetzil l'malam in akarka, v'chetzil l'matam in akarka. Half of that circle is under the horizon, and half of the circle is above the horizon. U'shnei masor mazolos k'vuyim bo. And in that Galgul Chama, there are 12 mazolos, 12 stars, or star clusters. The Zeh Sidran, and these are the constellations that make up the zodiac. These are the same symbols of the zodiac, right? They are Tle, Shor, right? First is Aries, yeah? And then, what's it called? Taurus is Shor. And then Taomim is the twins, that's Sivan. Sartan is a crab. Aryeh is a lion. Besula is Elul, right? These are also, each one ascends during these months of the year. So they're also the astrological symbol of that month. But every day they ascend and descend. The question is, which one ascends first? It's during the month that's represented by that sign, that mazel ascends first during the day. Moznayim, that's Tishrei, is Libra, is a scale. Akrav, right, is the,
Scorpio.
Keshes is Sagittarius, is the archer. Gedi, Gli, and Dagim, is other, is fish, Pisces. The Simonech, and the Simon for that is Tov Shin Tov, Samech Alabez, Memayin Kuf, Gimel Dal. That was just the words we just said. Shisha Mehem Shkuim Lamata, six of them are always under the horizon. The Shisha Mehem Lamalan, six of them are always above. You always have six above the horizon and six below. Which six, right, depends on the time of year and the time of day. Shagalgal Magalgal, when the sun goes around, right? Ze ola mitzad ze, v'arishon shemitzad acher shokeya. So the one that is on the bottom of the horizon, on top, just descends, sinks into under the horizon, and the one that was holding the one on the other side that was below the horizon now comes above the horizon. Okay. Like a Ferris wheel. V'chein la'ola. U'shtei shoa hamazu baliyoso, v'chein k'shikenegdo b'shikuo. It takes 2 hours for the mazel to ascend completely or to descend completely. Because in the 24 hours of a day, all 12 mazalos are mishamish, right? So 2 hours is the ascendancy of any one specific one or the descendancy of any one specific one. In Nisan, the mazel that rises in the beginning of the day is tle. That's why the mazel of Nisan is tle. And at that point, the other mazolos are already above the horizon. Mem, ayin, kuf, gimel, dalet, dalet. Those are the ones that are above the horizon. Right? And belaila, mala, belaila, tuf, shin, tuf, savachayim, beis, lamata. And these six are underneath. Lor haboker, mazel, tle, lalos, umaznaim, lishkoa. As soon as it's daybreak, mazel, tle is ascending, and opposite it, Maznayim, which is 6 mazolos later, is descending. L'sofei shows, at the end of 2 hours, Tle kulo ola, Tle is completely in the sky, right? U'maznayim kulo shokeya, and the scale is, Libra is completely under the horizon. It took 2 hours for it to get from the beginning to the end of that mazel ascending or descending. Achar shtei shows, and after that, immediately, Shor begins to rise after Tle, and takes 2 hours to rise completely. And on the other side, the Akrav Hushkoa, and Akrav is descending. The Chain Kula, Kol Chodesh Nisan. That's how it works the whole month of Nisan. Tle comes up first in the morning, and and that's the order during Nisan. In Iyar, Shor already comes up in the morning first. Right? The Shamish B'yom Kol Yimei Iyar. The same thing has happened in Nisan, happens now with Shor, right? Taurus is ascending of the first 2 hours all of Iyar, right? And Shnios, Taomim, Shlishis, Sartan, and then the next 2 hours is Taomim, which follows Shor, and then Sartan, and then Aryeh, and then Besula. And the 6th hour Moznayim. And that's how it works. Nimtza tle ola b'shtei sholos achronos b'layla. Comes out that in Iyar, it's the tle comes up, the last 2 hours of the night. Because it now went back to the back of the Seder. The chol hayom u'shokeya. The whole day, tle isn't around. It's now relegated to the night. The Kima, who's Zod of Tle. Kima is a star in the tail of of Aries. That Kima is part of the constellation of Aries, which is the Mazel Tle. The Hamabel Biyom Yorad. And the Mabel came in the daytime. How do you know? Because it says, the Etzim Hayom Azeh. So the Derech Nekev Shtei Kochavim Shenot L'Mikima. The Mabel came through the skylights of the heaven. These 2 stars that the Rabban Hashem plucked out of the sky, that's where the waters of the Mabel came from, the upper waters. Shu Mazel Sheesh Bo Kochavim Harbe. Right? Tle has a lot of stars. Right? 2 of those stars is Kima. One of them is Kima. U'menayin Sha Mabel Hischil Le'er Biyom. How do you know the Mabel started in the daytime? Right? And the daytime, in Iyar, Tle is descending. It's not around in the daytime. It's only around in the nighttime. So, how do you know the Mabel start in the daytime? It says, Be'etzim hayom hazeh, bo Noach. V'hu miktani amono hayah. Noach didn't go into the Teva till the Mabel started. Right? V'noach, v'lo nichnas l'teva, ad sheyardu mayim. V'dachkuhu likonish. Noach didn't enter the Teva till the water, he felt it on his ankles. And that was in the daytime. Right? Because it says, Be'etzim ayom hazeh. Shenemra mei hamabel. V'hutzrach Lishano say the Bereshis, the hell is on of Kima Biyom. So the Rabbanu Shalom perverted the order of nature. Normally, Tleh would be descending in the daytime, not ascending. And the Rabbanu Shalom took the Kochavim from the tail of Tleh, which he made ascend in the daytime. He changed the whole Sidri Bereshis. The Natal Shnei Kochavim, he took two stars out of Kima, Umayonos Mishmatim, Bechama, Yemosachama, Upasko Agishom. Since it's the spring, the springs are decreasing. And the Rabbanu Shalom made the springs increase. Again, perverted Maisa Bereshis. The Shina Seder Bereshis. The Nisgabru Hamayonos Vishotvam. So the springs got increased, even though normally they're decreasing. And these stars were ascending, even though they're normally descending. And that's according to Rabbi Yoshua, that the Mabel started in Iyar. Okay, tomorrow we'll see the other way around, that the Mabel started in Nisan.